looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light. Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Welcome to Living on a Prayer. I'm Michelle Morgan in the studio with my producer, Barb Perry, and Paula Abdul. Paula, honey, sounded great.
Where's your scat cat with you?
Yeah, seriously. Opposites Attract. That is the title of today's show. So I hope everybody's had a great week, and we're starting the countdown to love. The countdown to love. It is the season of love. We're heading into the season of love. I don't know about all of you, but wherever you are in the world, I am in the Seattle area, and it is spring. Spring has sprung, and I'll tell you what, I am Twitter-pated to the max. I really am. I'm climbing out of my skin. I'm having so much fun with the spring energy. So anyway, the next four shows, including today, leading up to the day after Valentine's Day, are all about love. Love is the ultimate question. Relationship is by far the most difficult and rewarding landscape to navigate as a human being. And it's definitely the most complex issue that I deal with in my work with clients. And I'll tell you flat out, kids, an hour is not going to begin to do this topic justice. But hopefully today we're going to raise and answer some very compelling questions. So I'm going to encourage y'all to hop on the phone lines when we give that announcement here in a little while. And that number to call is 877-230-3062. And we'll be opening those lines in about another 20 minutes or so. I want to talk about the modern cultural paradigm of relationship and the nature of polarity. Polarity is the natural spark of energy that occurs between two opposites, masculine and feminine, yin yang. It's elemental in all of the natural world, and it's instinctual, automatic, and hardwired in the human psyche as well as the human body. And the cultural codes of our modern society call for equality, which has unfortunately translated to energetic sameness. And what I mean by that is equality is a very noble goal, and in direct response to the unhealthy roles of masculine dominance and feminine submission in past generations, equality was meant to really level the social, financial, and political playing field in order to provide fair and equitable opportunities for both men and women. Unfortunately, the harsh truth is that playing field quickly became a battleground, and equality morphed into this idea of energetic or sameness, I don't have a better word for that, which is confusing at best. And tragically, trust, passion, and intimacy are the casualties of that particular war, which in fact is still waging with no particularly clear victor. You know, women are still fighting for their rights. Men are still fighting to maintain their positions in our culture. And so it's a really phenomenon that has created nothing but problems across the board. And I'm going to give you some examples. Consequences for women, programmed to make it in a man's world. More and more of us women today find ourselves overwhelmed and exhausted, physically, emotionally, spiritually. There's a superwoman syndrome that's actually seen as a cultural standard now. And many women struggle with this constant sense of needing to prove themselves, weary of trying to carry the ball in every area of their lives, including their intimate partnerships. Women a lot of times find very little time for self-care or spiritual reflection. And another phenomenon that I deal with the majority of my feminine clients is they're disenfranchised from their feminine support systems. And they've been taught to view other women as the enemy, or at the very least as competition. And yet, instinctively, they're seeking that community. We've been culturally duped into ignoring, if not abandoning entirely, our natural gifts of emotional expression and intuition. And far too many women today are spiraling in repeated patterns of empty, unhealthy, or abusive relationships. Record numbers of women seek ongoing medical help for stress-related ailments that include fibromyalgia, anxiety, depression, eating disorders, chemical dependency, to name a few. And again, I've been doing this work now for coming on 20 years, and this has just been a constant issue that I deal with my women clients. Now, guys, the masculine, as well, grapple with their own brand of modern-day programming. In our culture, masculine now equates to macho, which is not necessarily a good thing. And men have been admonished for several decades now to get in touch with their feminine side, which, you know, everything has a blessing and a curse. And the curse of that is many of today's men have grown restless and discontent with themselves and their lives. They have no seemingly clear rationale for that. Mixed messages abound. Respect is absolutely key for the masculine. But it's interesting, most men can't even look one another in the eye. That's a fascinating thing to watch out there in the world. Women claim they want a sensitive, quote-unquote, man, but that same sensitivity is seen as weak and quickly rejected. Increasingly unsure of how to operate in the world, how to be powerful without being prejudicial, more and more men in this culture become angry, withdrawn, confused, disconnected, ambiguous in their choices and decisions. And release and escape for the masculine often come in the form of alcohol, drug, or sex addictions. And those, again, are sort of overall themes that we're seeing as a cultural phenomenon. And then out of those two individual challenges, the feminine challenge and the masculine challenge, there's this real tangled set of universal patterns. Pornography and violence continue to escalate in the media and on the streets. Sexual harassment in the workplace is weirdly flourishing despite measures to educate and inform. The statistics for first marriages ending in divorce are grim, truly grim, and for subsequent marriages, it's staggering. Family structures in chaos. The educational systems fail to reach children who are often raising and educating themselves with tragic consequence. Boys seek a sense of self and tribe through gang activity, or they disappear into apathy, addiction, and isolation. There's no true initiation rituals in this culture to help a man, a boy, become a man. Girls seek validation through sexual promiscuity as early as grade school. The median age for the first sexual experience, I believe, is 10 or 11 now. Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Or girls are rebelling with drugs and violence every bit as brutal, if not more so, than their male counterparts. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young adults and adolescents 15 to 24 years of age, with males leading females on average 5 to 1. Pretty grim. So, these are mere symptoms, I think, of a deeper disease. And to me, it's a literal epidemic of spiritual and intuitive confusion, the result of sacrificing our essential natures in favor of this cultural ideal that, again, started out with a really noble desire. Equality was a great idea that got lost in translation a long time ago. And the outcome of that is, as I said earlier, literally energetically impossible. And all of this chaos around this is evidence of the human pendulum swinging pretty wildly. Seeking the what I consider the magnetic center point of true balance. Now, here's the good news. The basic formula for that true balance is, in fact, a very simple, instinctual, and hardwired predisposition in the human psyche. And it is that aspect of polarity. The fundamental disciplines of yin and yang don't need to jockey for position or compete for status or respect. And it's interesting, yin and yang don't, in fact, seek quote-unquote, equality, being intrinsically equal. True balance lies in the dynamic alliance of opposites. Opposites attract. Now, everybody's got both masculine and feminine energy within them. That's an absolute fact. But at your core, you're either one or the other. Your core is your essential nature. It's your authentic self. The way you're going to see your core expressed or experience your core expressed most clearly is through your sexual and spiritual nature. And it has to do with this idea of polarity. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Polarity, again, the natural spark of energy that occurs between two opposites, is in fact the key ingredient to passion. There's my favorite word. It's a key ingredient to passion in intimate relationship. Now, polarity is not gender specific. It's energetic in nature and occurs naturally in all relationships. So when I'm talking masculine and feminine, I am speaking to a demographic that is primarily gender specific. But trust me when I tell you this, polarity itself is an energetic occurrence. And the next two shows, we're going to talk more in depth about the masculine and the feminine energies individually. So you're going to get a little more clarity about how that actually works in real life experience. But here's a little nutshell. And this, again, is yin-yang. It's energetic. It's in the realm of nature. So it's hardwired in all of us. The masculine qualities are presence, purpose, strength, and direction. A great metaphor for masculine energy is the rock. Feminine qualities are light, love, support, emotion. Great analogy for the feminine is she's the weather. She's everywhere at once. She's everything. Now, those two things complement, inspire, energize, and empower each other in intimate relationship, just as they do in nature. Unfortunately, we are not taught how to cultivate and utilize those natural energies in our current modern day relationship paradigm. That idea of equality has overridden that instinctual nature. There's great things in the aspect of equality in relationship. I'm going to talk about that here in a minute. Again, everything has a blessing and a curse. Perfect illustration of the system of relationship polarity would be a battery. Battery is a box that stores and delivers energy, has two oppositely charged poles, and when those poles cross, a spark is ignited. If the difference between those poles becomes equal, or 50-50, battery is essentially dead. And in the analogy of relationship, that means passion, intimacy, and attraction, which is that spark, disappear. So if we take a little creative license and imagine the charge of that same battery continuing in the wrong or reverse direction, that reversed polarity would in fact damage the system it was meant to support. And you can look at the same idea from actually a more global perspective, which is so interesting considering that we're coming up on that, you know, dreaded 2012 time frame when the world as we know it apparently is going to come to an end. But you take the Earth's polarity, literally the magnetic and electric poles of the Earth. Scientists and metaphysicians are predicting that those two poles are going to completely reverse in the next number of years. And a reversal of the Earth's natural magnetic and electric poles would cause catastrophic events. Well, that's a pretty accurate metaphor for the breakdown of modern day relationship. Here's why. That current paradigm of right relationship is the 50-50 fair, quote-unquote fair, partnership of independent individuals. There's no clear masculine and feminine roles anymore, as there were in previous generations. And as a result, there's no clear cultivation of the energetic qualities or the poles of masculine and feminine. Masculine being the electric, feminine being the magnetic. Now, can you hear that, Barb? Can you hear that sound? Do you hear that sound? Those are feathers being ruffled. Okay, so here's what I'm not saying. I am not saying that we need to have a throwback to, you know, the 40s. Not by a long shot. Because here's the deal. The obvious challenge with those clearly defined roles of past generations was limitation for both men and women. The structure of that old paradigm, while it was instinctively based on natural polarity, the energies of natural polarity, was in fact expressed through patterns of dependency, fear, and control. That was, you know, men were the breadwinners, and they worked, and women were home raising the kids, and there was just this entire process of submission and domination that I guarantee it nobody was happy with. So the 50-50 paradigm that we have culturally now is obviously healthier in, you know, a ton of ways. However, as a result of that energetic neutrality, I'm going to use that word energetic repeatedly here. The result of that energetic neutrality, we've experienced as a collective the loss of passion and intimacy in our relationships. Passion and intimacy require the energetic and conscious differences between the masculine and feminine. That clear, purposeful crossing of the poles. And, as is the nature of momentum, once the polarity of a relationship begins to reverse into that 50-50 or neutral territory, 9 times out of 10, it's going to continue to reverse until the relationship and guaranteed the two participants in that relationship are going to sustain irrevocable damage. And cannot tell you how much time I've spent in my work helping people understand and heal from that. So right relationship is a combination of the best of those two paradigms, the cultivation and celebration of that natural differences between the masculine and the feminine, and the openness, communication, and mutual respect that are the gifts of seeing your relationship as a true partnership. And that, my friends, is what I want to talk to all of you about today. I want to hear from anybody out there who's got a question or a comment or an experience of being in relationship with either 50-50 neutral polarity, reverse polarity, and how you're seeing that play out. Because that is, I guarantee you, it's the, to me, it's the answer. It's the answer. It's the key to all of our societal woes. If women were taught, for instance, to honor their intuition, which is in fact one of the single most powerful radar systems known to mankind. If women were taught as children to honor that intuition and to know that the masculine was all about protection and providing, and a child, when she felt something wasn't right, she knew she could go to somebody in an authority position or a masculine position and speak her heart about it. Say, something's wrong here. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't feel good. And know that she was going to be taken care of and protected and not looked at like she just sprouted a second head. Then women would be far less likely to get entrapped in unhappy, abusive relationships, in situations in their lives where they're powerless. And intuition is just one of the gifts of the feminine. And again, I know that this can be a really dicey subject to talk about. When I teach this stuff, when I lecture on this stuff, inevitably I'll get somebody in the audience who's a diehard feminist who just comes out of her skin saying, you know, what are you trying to say? That women, you know, need to set aside their intellect and just be emotional. No, not at all. It's about cultivating your core, your greatest power, and coming from that place. And again, the next couple shows, we're going to be getting deeper into those individual aspects and what those actually look like. So today we're talking about the collective process and all of those cultural patterns that I spoke of earlier, guaranteed directly connected to reversal of polarity in our society. So I want to, again, invite you to jump on the phone. That number is 877-230-3062. 877-230-3062. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you're experiencing with reverse polarity or 50-50 and what you want to do about it. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. Action is made.
Dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show. For the host and for others.
Michelle Morgan, this is Living on a Prayer. We're talking about love. Well, actually, we're talking about polarity, which is the spark of love. We have Christina on the line. Christina, are you there, darling?
Hi, I am here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So talk to me, baby.
Well, I originally called with a tarot question, but
of
I
course.
I can talk about your subject in great length as well. I grew up in a mentally neglectful / abusive home.
Okay.
And my mother was the dominant one, yeah, with the masculine whatever.
Right.
And my father was the submissive one. And none of us ever got, like, support, or, you know, I never had anyone I could go to like open up to, because
right,
it just backlashed in my face.
You bet.
And I ended up in like a lot of abusive relationships, mm-hmm, and just, you know, I had a subscription to Cosmo growing up my whole life, and I learned a lot of horrible conditioning from that, like how to climb the corporate ladder and wear these kinds of shoes and this lipstick and act this way, and I was totally brainwashed. But fortunately, I went to school for holistic health counseling 10 years ago.
Cool.
And it's integrative nutrition, and they do it online now in New York. It's
cool.
Fabulous.
So Christine, I'm going to jump in here, girl, because I want to talk to you about something that you said that was really fascinating. You said that, mm-hmm, your mom was in that masculine role and your father was in that submissive role. And so, mm-hmm, when you would seek support, which of your parental units were you the most drawn to?
I didn't actually really have a relationship with either of them, because I couldn't talk to my mom, because every problem of mine escalated into something horrendous. She has some major anxiety issues.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
And my father, he never really talked. He wasn't emotionally available. He kind of just, whatever she said was the way it went.
Right. Yeah. Well,
so
and
look into, like a little baby, like look into the parents' eyes to see if it's okay.
You bet. And so what you experienced growing up is what's considered that dynamic of reversed polarity. And I'm going to talk about that for a second. So hang with me. Okay. When I talked about the core energy, the natural, instinctive energy that we all have, everybody's got masculine and feminine in us, but we have at our core our true essential nature. Now, there's approximately 10% of the population, studies have been done, blah, blah, 10% of the population that are considered true reverse core, meaning the a masculine being with a feminine core and a feminine being with a masculine core. 10% of the population approximately. Then another approximate 10% is considered literally neutral, or I guess the best word is just neutral. So there's about 80%. We're talking to an overall demographic here of men who are masculine core beings and women who are feminine core beings. And so when you've got reverse polarity going on, which is what you experienced, if you're not in your core, you're in what I consider the shadow. Okay. Everything's got that blessing and a curse to it. Okay. So when somebody's in their shadow, they're in a place of fear. So your mom was she real aggressive or was she passive aggressive?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. No, that would make total sense. Those are great tools. Those are great weapons. When I teach this work to women, we refer to the shadow feminine, the shadow of a woman, as the shadow warrior. And here's how I describe the shadow warrior. He's our fear-based nature who pretty much is Arnold Schwarzenegger with an Uzi in one hand and a bloody machete in the other. And that shadow warrior is going to, first default position is to attack. So if you, as a little, you know, sensitive feminine being, is going to go to your mom and try and express your fears, it's going to trigger her fears. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as she goes into her fear, the only weapons that she had was that attack energy. And so she either would attack you or attack, you know, circumstances or your dad or whatever it was. And that word attack, you know, while it may conjure an image of somebody actually, you know, doing a fist fight, what I'm talking about is an expression energetically, somebody who's very harsh, very, you know, we lovingly call women like that in this culture ball busters, you know, and there's a lot of women who see that as being this really great thing to be. And powerful women are phenomenal, but the feminine power is very specific. And believe me, the goddess has many faces. So, you know, again, to address anybody out there whose hair on the back of their neck standing up on end thinking that I'm talking about, you know, wanting to subjugate women, I'm talking about women owning their true power. And it's hard. It's almost impossible at times in this culture because of the way we've gone over the course of, you know, centuries. And it's interesting you brought up, you know, learning from Cosmo, you know, the right way to climb the corporate ladder. Talk about some mixed messages, because Cosmo's coming across with this extreme sexual energy, which is very natural. One of the gifts of the feminine is passion and what's the word I'm looking for? Why am I blanking on this? Barb, help me out here. Sensuality. Thank you. She vibed me. Barb didn't even say anything. She just vibed me and gave me that word. She's an amazing producer. Who's the psychic around here? Apparently not me today. So the sensual nature is very natural for the feminine in our culture because, again, that pendulum has been swinging to the opposite side of the spectrum. That natural sensuality has turned into this blatant expression of sexuality, which sometimes is okay. A lot of the times it's not. And so that must have been tremendous mixed message for you. Are you still confused about it? I mean, do you still question yourself, your feminine nature?
Well, I guess like all the trauma in my life, it turned into, and sexual abuse and abusive relationships.
Yeah, you bet.
Being raped, but a couple times. But, like, I mean, that's because I had addictions in college and whatever. Like, I was really messed up.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
But I've done so much work on myself. I guess, like, I think the thing that's helped me the most is, well, I found Hay House and Louise Hay and doing, like, self-healing work, just self-love stuff and...
Well, and it sounds like coming to that from a very spiritual perspective, correct?
Well, what happened was when I had the only way I got out of the abusive relationship is by becoming disabled and bedridden because I, like the rest of the women, was running like on overdrive, working full time, going to school on the weekends, and being in a partnership where I could not give enough, like I couldn't solve all his problems, and I got chronic fatigue, I got arsenic poisoning, I got mercury poisoning, and I had to geographically locate away from my abuser, fortunately, a couple of states away, and that's when I started meditating, and literally, that's all I could do, and dream journaling.
So here's a really interesting thing. Your body found a way to to literally pull you into a quieter, more magnetic place. Does that make sense? You had to take care of yourself, right? You were forced to take care of yourself. So our natures will bring us back to the truth of who we are if they have to do it in the most dramatic, you know, extreme circumstances. So God bless your body. I mean, that, you know, that was your feminine core saying, wow, if I can't get her attention any other way, I'm going to have the body break down. So, you know, this is exactly part of why I said earlier that women are, you know, record numbers of women are dealing with chronic health issues because their bodies in tandem with their feminine spirits are trying to get their attention and pull them back to the truth of their power. So listen, kiddo, it's been great to chat with you, and we're going to take a little break here and go to another caller. I want you to continue to take care of yourself, and I want you to continue to cultivate your feminine nature the way you've been doing that, and I'm going to send you some angels on that, okay?
Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetie. Thanks for calling. We'll be back here shortly, and again, this is Living on a Prayer. I'm Michelle Morgan. Stick around.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Back. This is Michelle Morgan. This is Living on a Prayer. Phone number to call me, 877-230-3062. Again, that number is 877-230-3062. Now, hop on the host page on contacttalkradio.com, and on the right side, click on iTunes and subscribe to the show. You can download it, and you can rate it and do all that groovy fun stuff. So would love to have you all do that. So we are talking about the nature of relationship, the cultural paradigms, polarity, reversed polarity, right polarity, all that good stuff. The nature of love. And we have Jane from New Orleans on the line. And we're going to have a chit-chat with her. Jane, honey, are you there?
Yes, I am. It's a pleasure to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I have a lawsuit pending in reference to a car accident, and I just wondered if you saw it settling anytime soon.
You have what now? I didn't hear you very well. Your line's a little fuzzy.
A lawsuit.
A lawsuit.
In reference to a car accident I was in 3 years ago.
Okay.
And they're about to settle it. Oh, they're trying to.
Okay.
And I wondered if you saw that happening anytime soon.
So I have a question for you first.
Okay.
What do you have to tell me about relationship stuff and polarity stuff for yourself? Anything?
About relationship?
Yeah. Anything you notice in your life about polarity and what we've been talking about here? No?
Not really.
So tell me how you are in the world. I want to know how you are in the world with your feminine nature. How do you walk in the world with that?
I'm very passive, very quiet.
Okay.
And I like to help others.
Okay.
And I tend to get walked on more.
Yeah, you bet. You betcha. So is that what you learned about being feminine when you were growing up or from the culture?
I guess I learned it. I was always very shy.
Yeah.
And I always like to please others.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. That pleasing other thing, that's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You know, that pleasing others issue actually at its root is really, really divine. It's the Christ consciousness. It's wanting to help your fellow man, but it sure gets twisted in the human psyche, especially when we're kids, if that's the way we learn to survive in the family structure. Out of curiosity, where are you sibling-wise? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers and a sister, and so, I'm in the middle. I have a baby sister. I'm the second one in line.
So you're the middle child, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. And I'll tell you what, darling girl, that's textbook for middle child syndrome, is that people pleasing thing. So did you play the role of sort of the peacemaker when you were growing up?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, this is really interesting because there's a divine piece to that, that ability to be diplomatic and see all sides and bring people to a place of cooperation is in fact very feminine. It's very much a power of the feminine. It's, you know, drawing, attracting things magnetically and then bringing the puzzle pieces together in a really nice collective way. That's very powerful feminine energy. And
the shadow side of that nature is you end up feeling like that's what your identity is. Like that's the only way you can operate in the world, and your needs get set aside, don't they?
Yes,
absolutely. So here's how I want to segue into your question, because I'm going to take a look at your question here psychically. So tell me, in just nutshell this for me, keep it a little bit brief if you can, but so this litigation that you're involved in, tell me how that fits your pattern of setting your needs aside and wanting to please everybody. How does going into this lawsuit or having the situation arise in your life fit your pattern?
I don't know. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. They didn't pay everything they were supposed to pay for me.
Okay.
And I just thought I wanted justice.
Sure, you bet. So they said they were going to do a certain thing, and then they didn't follow through, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that fits your pattern, doesn't it?
I guess. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
you're right.
It shows you how powerful you are. It shows you how powerful everybody is. We manifest a reality based on those belief systems that we, you know, get imprinted in us growing up. And so you being in that role of the peacekeeper all the time and having to, you know, negotiate and take care of everybody else is going to set you up to have people promise you things that they don't deliver. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Very much.
So here's the deal. When does this lawsuit take place? What's the process right now?
It happened about 3 years ago. They're not going to bring it to court, but they'd like to settle.
Okay.
I just wondered, you know, when that would be.
So how are you going to go into that? How are you going to make sure that your needs get met? What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Just wait.
Just wait. Okay. So I'm going to give you some specific things that I want you to do to help manifest an outcome on this. One of the most powerful gifts of the feminine, and I'll just let you know that two shows from now, next week, we're going to talk specifically about the dynamics of masculine polarity. We're going to pick on the guys for a show. And then the following week, we're going to pick on the girls, and we're going to talk really in depth about the feminine power and all and those patterns and all of that. But for now, I want you to understand that one of the gifts of the feminine is your spiritual nature. And we're talking energetic again. Remember the yin yang thing, right? Energetic qualities. So the feminine rules the spiritual and the emotional realm. Masculine energy rules the intellect and the physical. So you have in your toolbox of power a very, very clear spiritual connection. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
All right. So you get to use that. You want to manifest a reality that works for you, then you gotta pull out the spiritual stops on this one. And that, luckily, is a natural gift of your feminine nature. Men can do it too, but women have it automatically, which is just tons of fun. So what are you doing spiritually around this lawsuit?
I don't know.
Well, Jane, darling, you need to do some things. You got a pen and paper?
I do.
Okay, good, girl. I want you to take some copious notes here. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to literally write down, and you want to take your time with this, you know, light a candle, pour yourself a cup of tea, put on some good music, whatever, but be in an environment where you're not going to be interrupted and you've got some time to think about this. I want you to write out the ideal scenario. I mean ideal, perfect, no limitations, all right? Don't go into your head about, oh gosh, that's no way that's going to happen, or these people are uncooperative, or whatever. I want you to write it out in the most perfect scenario you can imagine, as if it's already happened. And you're going to start that little thing you're writing with, I give thanks that this situation now unfolds in the following way. And you are going to write in as much detail as you possibly can what that's going to look like. And I want you to use a lot of words like perfect, divine, sublime, etc. All right?
All right.
Write it out the way you want it to happen. And at the bottom of that, I don't care if it takes 10 pages. It may take one page. It may take 10. Who knows? Write it all out. And at the end of that page, I want you to write, and I quote, "This or something better now manifests for me in perfect timing for the highest good of all concerned." Then you're going to sign that paper and you're going to date it. All right. That's your little that's a little contract. You've just written a little contract with, between you and God. And that is supremely powerful. Then, before you go into this actual litigation, if you have to go to the court or whatever you have to do, if you have a meeting on this, the mediation thing, I want you to visualize that room, even if you don't know what the room looks like, just imagine, filled with angels. I don't mean little cute bare butt Valentine cherubs. I mean the great big gigooter guys with 20-foot wingspans, the archangels. Fill the room so that everybody in that room is surrounded by that energy, and trust the outcome. Part of the feminine nature is that receptivity. You have to be open and willing to trust that God's going to make the highest and best thing happen here. So I want you to, that's the action steps that you can take. That's a very active role that you can take without having to do anything on the human level. Does that make sense to you?
Very much. Okay. Yeah, that's great.
So I want you to do that, and I'll tell you what I see psychically for you on that. You're going to have such a sense of relief. I can't even describe it to you. It feels like this massive weight's been lifted off your shoulders, and it's more than just having this thing wrapped up. It actually has to do with the way you handle it. You're going to have a sense of yourself in a way that you probably never have before. You have a tendency, correct me if I'm wrong, to stand just outside your own power. You know you're powerful, but you don't utilize it. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is an unbelievable opportunity. I'm not kidding you. I know I'm sounding like Pollyanna here, but this lawsuit is an incredible opportunity for you to experience yourself in a way you never have before. And you will not forget what that feels like. You will take that out into the world, and you can just keep on expanding on that and adding to that foundation. So do that for me. Okay.
Okay.
Do that. Write that stuff out, do the visualization stuff, do some prayer work around this, and be prepared for something amazing to happen, okay?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
All right, darling. You take care of yourself. Good luck with this.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have another caller. Yes, ma'am?
Yes, we've got Eva from Seattle.
Hello?
Hi, Eva. How are you?
Hi. Oh, not bad.
Good.
I just wanted to say, we're talking about feminine and masculine energy.
Yes.
You know, it is possible to be feminine and still be very strong.
Oh, absolutely.
There is a, you know, wide range of what femininity means.
You bet.
And masculinity, you know, and there's very masculine men that can be very feminine.
Absolutely.
But I, you know, I know that there are some men that I call them male lesbian. And I see, you know, and I had a very masculine mother, but she liked to wear makeup, but
right.
She had a very masculine side.
Right, right.
So, you know, this masculine feminine thing can be very, very confusing in some ways, but to me it's not really, because it's like, you know, we're born a certain sex, but it doesn't mean we have to be feminine because we're female, or masculine because we're male, because, you know, the soul is what really matters.
Right.
In my opinion,
you're
it's
right.
The soul of the person, you
right.
know, it's not the sex or the gender at all.
Absolutely.
That's what I've discovered.
You bet. And and that's why I said earlier that polarity is not gender specific. It's energetic in nature. And
oh, you did. Well, I agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah,
if you
said
bet. That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You bet. And so, and when I talk about men being in their masculine core and women in their feminine core, again, I'm speaking to a demographic, a percentage, if you will, that is quote unquote common or typical. And that's where this is a challenging subject to talk about. It's really challenging.
It is.
And it's challenging
it
to fit it all in an hour, because it's incredibly complicated.
What I don't understand is, you say you're psychic, but if people call with psychic questions, you always ask them questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard you really give a psychic. I've been doing readings for 30 years, and everybody's different.
Right.
You know, we talk about difference in gender.
You bet.
And, you know, like, they have a call with a question, and
mm-hmm.
even if it's 5 minutes, I'll
right.
give them a reading.
You bet, you bet.
You know, because that's what they're calling for. They're
right.
calling for a reading. They may
right.
be sick, like that girl calls you sick, and I would help her out with what it is, what I
sure.
think it is.
You bet.
Or the other woman had a court case, and
right.
I'm just curious about your method. I'm not putting it down.
No.
It's just that you're very different.
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
You know?
Thank God.
Yeah, you're very different. Yeah. And like you said, it's like on contact talk radio. You know, we've got somebody that's very like Christian based.
Sure.
Which is, you know, like I don't know if that Pat guy on TV. You know, I hope you don't think that the people in Haiti were demonic or anything like that, and that's why they're suffering and dying.
No, absolutely. I wouldn't even remotely go there. No, I am very different. And
I hope you don't go there, you know.
I wouldn't even...
And I hope you're not hiding something and thinking you're going to change people on contact radio. That's what I thought, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm just trying to find out what you're about.
So let me tell you what I'm about. You're asking me, and then I'm trying to tell you, and I'm
okay. Well,
a hard time.
But a lot of people call and they're trying to ask a question, and
right.
you ask them questions.
Yeah,
so,
part of my method, Eva, is that I like to help people think for themselves about stuff, and I've been doing the psychic work for 20 years, and I do readings when it feels appropriate, and then in the context of this show, it's beyond just psychic readings. You know, my goal on Living on a Prayer is to, you know, help people raise questions and think about things, and we talk about different things. So I really,
so you really are a psychic. You can help people.
Absolutely.
I mean, like without giving them godly advice and turning.
Well, no, I always bring God into the picture because God's
the
most important thing.
Too.
So
I have too, but I also use my psychic gift from God.
Me too. Right on, sister.
Which is a gift that, you know, knows things that about them that I couldn't possibly know.
Absolutely.
You know?
You bet. It's so cool. So listen, thank you so much for calling, darling. We got to wrap the show up.
Okay,
so
I know.
You have a great week, okay?
Thank you.
You bet, honey. Take care. All right. So this has been a freaking fascinating topic today, and we're going to keep going over the next couple shows with similar aspects of this topic. Next week, we're going to talk about the masculine. I want you to jump onto the host page on contacttalkradio.com, check out the iTunes link, and subscribe to this show. You can follow me on Twitter. You can get on my fan page on Facebook. Just jump on michellemorgan.org and click on the links box on the right side of any page, and you can get involved in all of that. We will be back next week with so much fun. Right, Barb?
It's going to be a rock and roll ride.
It's going to be a total rock and roll ride.
Is.
And I want to thank Miss Barb Perry for another phenomenal rock and roll music Hall of Fame section today. And I want everybody to have a great week. I want you to think about what we talked about. And let's play with it next week. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Take care.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org.